the name of the God of the entire mankind, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. Muslims, like people of many other religions, have serious misunderstandings with regard to their own selves and the others. In that, there are many Muslims who believe that they are the only ones who have been chosen by the Almighty for them to succeed in the life hereafter, no matter whatever they do, no matter whatever they conduct. This misunderstanding is so pervasive that you would hardly find any Muslim who would tell you in most clear terms that in the Day of Judgment, the Almighty is going to treat all human beings on equal footings. He is going to deal with them in the same manner, no matter whatever the religious background. What is wrong with this understanding? The understanding is seriously wrong, because if we start accepting this exclusivist understanding of the Muslims, like indeed the understanding of the Christians and the Jews, then it would mean that the Day of Judgment, which otherwise is considered by all religious people to be the day when God Almighty is going to ensure that justice is done in its minutest details. And if we accept the understanding, the notion that it is only one religious group that is going to succeed and prevail, then most certainly the entire understanding and concept of the Day of Judgment and the justice that is going to prevail on that day would perish and crumble. Why is it that the Muslims have this kind of an understanding? The reason is that they present many religious arguments to support their case. They have certain verses of the Quran, and more significantly, there are many ahadith, the statements that are attributed to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, which they claim are clearly referring to the fact that it's only the Muslims who on the Day of Judgment are going to succeed, and all others, all non-Muslims, are going to be doomed. Of course, it's extremely important that all such arguments are taken into account, and it is clarified that these notions, these claims, are completely baseless. Why is it that, on the one hand, the Quran is so very clearly stating that the Day of Judgment is going to see justice prevail in its purest, clearest form, while on the other hand, the people who read the book, who believe in it, are unable to see that clear statement of the Almighty? Well, the answer is that in many cases, religious people are inclined to read the book in accordance with their own desires. They do not look at the context. They do not make sure that what the book is saying is read properly, the way it should be read. In many cases, Muslims, like people belonging to many other religions, have the inclination of looking at their own text in a way that they try to bring out the results that they desire to be brought out, rather than the results and outcomes which are truly the clear understanding of the text. In some of the later episodes, we will try to clarify that all the arguments that are presented by the Muslims to let people understand that it is only they, the Muslims, who are going to succeed, that understanding is incorrect. We want to do it because we want to show to the world at large that the Quran is the word of God, and as such, it gives an understanding which makes sense, which is fair, which seems to be emerging from God, the creator of the entire mankind. God Almighty is not just the God of Muslims. He is the God of the entire humanity. And as such, when he makes a mention about what is going to happen on the all-important day of judgment, his statement makes sense. It is rationally understandable, and everybody would acknowledge that what the Almighty is saying is nothing but the truth. Why then is it then that the Muslims are not able to appreciate this clear understanding? Well, the arguments that they present, I'll just mention what the titles of those arguments are, And hopefully, in the episodes to follow, we shall see the reality of them. There are Muslims who say that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to have said that whoever recited the kalima, the statement which a person has to make, to state, in order for him to formally enter the fold of Islam, whoever makes that statement is going to enter the paradise. It is also claimed that the Quran mentions that the Almighty is going to allow certain individuals to intercede for, to do shafaat for a number of people, and the people who will be thus benefiting from that intercession are going to be the ones who will otherwise not be deserving to enter the paradise. But because of this intercession, because of the intervention done by certain individuals, justice will not be allowed to prevail. There are certain other arguments also which people present in the name of Islam, which we shall analyze. May God Almighty enable us to understand what the truth of Islam and the Quran is, and may He enable us to let other people know about it and to open their hearts for it as well.